of toasting her, but really I was watching the liquid, looking for an oil perhaps floating on its surface, or powder sticking to the sides of the cup. If I suspected poison and tossed the wine into the pool, she would have her guards behead me on the spot. If it was indeed poison, one sip, and I could die. I raised the cup to my lips and tasted no bitterness on the rim. My eyes closed as I took the first sip, as if savoring such an excellent taste. But really my thought was, "Oh, Isis, I am afraid." But does Isis hear a girl's prayer? My heart raced as I drank, my stomach turned with nervousness. Or was it from a fearsome death beginning in me? 3 sips later, I returned the goblet to the tray, then reached for a fig which I rolled between my fingers. It felt sticky. Tryphaena looked at me through narrowed eyes, as a cat might look at a tiny bird, trying to decide if a capture is worth the effort. After a moment, she tipped her head back to soak her hair in the water. When her eyes closed, I returned the fig to the bowl and wiped my hand on my chitin. A maid leaned over the pool with a tiny jar of oil, which she poured over Tryphaena's scalp, then combed through her dark hair. I waited for my sister to speak,